After years of negotiations, the Czech Parliament has approved a plan to return billions of dollars in church properties that were confiscated by the previous communist regime. Stefan Boss reports.
Under the law adopted by the Czech Republic's parliament, churches will receive lands, properties, and compensation worth some $7 billion over a period of 30 years. It includes about 6% of the country's forests and fields that once belonged to mostly Christian churches. That land, which was confiscated by the previous communist regime after 1948, could in future be developed, rented, or sold to help pay for the church's mission. In a first reaction statement, Czech Cardinal Dominik Duka said he is glad that the, in his words, painstakingly negotiated compromise on religious restitution was eventually approved more than two decades after the collapse of communism. The vote is viewed as a victory for Prime Minister Petr Nečas, who fought hard for the return of church properties in what is viewed as Europe's most atheistic nation. Tibor Krebs is the executive director of the Central European Religious Freedom Institute in Budapest. He told Vatican Radio he isn't surprised it took years before the deal was finalized.
As the statistics says, the Czech people are more atheistic than maybe, let's say, the Hungarians. I see that when this law was done in Hungary in the middle of 90s, there was, I think, a different spiritual background. Maybe the people were more open and more supporting the religion.
The Czech law will now go to President Václav Klaus, who has voiced reservations about the bill. He can veto the law after the Senate already rejected it. But analysts say that the 102 votes Prime Minister Nečas won in the 200-seat lower house of parliament would be enough to overturn any presidential veto. Experts caution the law will lead to a one-off rise in this year's budget deficit of around 1.5% of gross domestic product to cover the compensation payments, which are to be spread out over three decades. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.